if tomorrow felt lighter than today? That's exactly why I built you an app. I had the rare opportunity to build something I have wanted for years, a responsive app that uses 7 therapy modalities and the wisdom of the experts I lean on to help people feel better every single day. The Everyday Calm app is not random tips, is not mood tracking. It is a real daily practice that changes with you. You wake up overwhelmed, it gives you clarity work. You feel tense, it gives you grounding. You're stuck in comparison or rumination, it helps you make the shift. It adjusts, it responds, and it teaches the same tools that actually work in real life. If you want your days to feel calmer and more intentional, try the Everyday Calm app. You can go to studio.com/Rebecca to get it today.
In this episode, you'll learn a 10-second therapy trick to shift your inner voice from harsh to helpful, because your brain listens to tone more than words. Welcome to Takeout Therapy Mini Session. I'm Rebecca Hunter, a therapist and coach here to bring you one short, therapy-informed insight for your week, grounded in mindfulness, self-compassion, and way less overthinking. These quick episodes are for busy, empathic people ready to feel more grounded and navigate life with more calm and honesty. Find more tools anytime at takeouttherapy.com. Well, hello, friend. I'm so glad you're here for a quick follow-up to Friday's episode on self-critical thoughts. I'm going to help you out with that negative inner dialogue. If you didn't listen to Friday's episode on 4 Steps + 1, feel free to listen to it after you're done with this one, because it will give you a very in-depth method of changing the pattern of negative internal dialogue. You know, it's very common when people get stressed out, they turn the stress inside, right? They start talking to themselves like a drill sergeant, like, what's wrong with you? You should be doing this better. You should get those things on your list done. You could handle this better. Here's the thing. That doesn't help. It actually exacerbates the situation. When you talk to yourself with that kind of tone, it makes your body tighten and your brain goes into fight or flight mode. So it's really important to shift your tone so that your nervous system can calm down. Critical internal dialogue is one of those secret triggers that people don't even see because they're so used to that voice in the background of their life. So today, I want to teach you a quick therapy skill called respectful rephrasing. And this goes along with Friday's episode. So these two episodes together, if you're interested in quieting that harsh, judgmental inner voice, listen to both episodes and then let me know what you think. Respectful rephrasing. What does this mean? Well, you want to be able to catch that harsh tone in your head, honestly, and just pause, because the harsh tone is the habit that has to change. Again, it drives up the intensity in your nervous system, and then you just become engaged with these thoughts, and then you're way off into la-la land and so far off track. And you'll criticize yourself later for that, too. So once you notice that there's an edge to the tone in your internal dialogue, and you stop and you just pause, you want to rephrase the messaging. So what I mean by that is keep the messaging, but drop the attacking tone. Say what you need to hear in a way that's factual and kind. You know, we talk to ourselves meanly. We talk to ourselves in a way we would never talk to somebody that we care about. And my encouragement for you is when you hear this attacking tone to your internal dialogue, just pivot into something that you would say to someone else. So instead of saying, well, you really blew that, say something like, that didn't go how you wanted. What can you adjust, or what could you do differently next time? Instead of saying, oh, I'm such a mess, I can never get my shit together, say something like, hey, just take a slow breath and then begin again. Be supportive, be respectful, but have good boundaries while you're moving yourself in a different direction. The next step is that you have to check in with your body. So many people are just living their lives in their heads. They never check what's going on in the body. But when you do that, it disengages the brain a little bit, actually, and takes care of the nervous system. Those two systems work very closely together, and you learning to hack both of them is like magic. So the third step in this little rephrasing process is to check on your body. If your shoulders are really up near your ears or your breathing's really fast, it's just an opportunity to sort of breathe a little slower and do roll those shoulders and drop them back. See if you can relax your body, thereby relaxing your nervous system so that the thoughts don't continue and you can shift from that elevated system to one that is calm. This works because harsh self-talk triggers the body's threat system, and a respectful but encouraging tone will actually activate the part of the brain responsible for regulation and problem solving. See what we did there? Your tone alone can decide whether you stay anxious and all amped up or whether you get some clarity back. So here's a challenge for you this week as you move through your life. Once a day, I want you to rewrite one harsh thought out loud, not in your head. Don't stay in your head. Nothing good happens there. Bring it out into the world. Either write it or say it out loud. Don't do affirmations. Don't sugarcoat. Just create some sort of a neutral, respectful statement that you would actually say to somebody else if you heard them criticizing themselves. I challenge you to do it all week long and notice how much faster you are able to pause and quickly recover from these little internal dialogue slip-ups. If you wouldn't talk to a friend the way that you talk to yourself, then don't do it, my friend. Change your tone. Don't change the statement. Just make it nicer. This is how self-respect begins. I hope this is helpful to you in your quest of being nicer to yourself, being kinder and more self-compassionate. Give it a whirl and let me know what you think. That's your mini session for today. Thank you so much for spending your time with me. I really appreciate you being here and doing your work. And as always, while Takeout Therapy is a great educational resource, get the level of support that you need for your situation. Head to takeouttherapy.com to check out my resources and learn how to work with me. Until next time, take really good care of yourself, friend.
What if one simple daily tool could completely change how you feel by tonight? Building the Everyday Calm app has been one of the most meaningful experiences of my career. I finally got the chance to put everything I know into one place. All 7 therapy approaches I rely on in the office every single day, the science from all the experts I trust, and the technology, it's next level. The app pays attention to you. It listens to your feedback. It adjusts every single day based on how you're doing, what's going on in your life, and gives you exactly what will help you feel clearer, calmer, and more steady. If you're tired of feeling overloaded or stuck in your head, this is the daily support you have been missing. Try the Everyday Calm app by going to studio.com/Rebecca. It's like having me in your pocket. What could possibly go wrong?